I'm your host, Helen Cross, and welcome to a very special series of Grow, Cook, Inspire in association with Plant Grow UK, the UK's first award-winning organic fertilisers made from renewable sources. This very special mini-series is coinciding with National Gardening Week. I'm sharing with you inspirational stories from people who have really experienced great joy from plants and the great outdoors over the course of the last 12 months, benefiting from a healthy dose of vitamin G. Welcome back to episode 2 of our mini-series to coincide with National Gardening Week. Now, who has ever been doing a rain dance? Your moves have certainly worked wonders as the heavens have well and truly opened up today to give everything growing a much needed drench. So thank you. And if you don't have a water butt in your garden, have a think about creating one in your garden, because you will be able to collect a huge amount of rainwater, and this will prevent you from reaching for the hose in the warmer, drier months ahead. Now, despite the damp weather, Ivor and I ventured on the road this week to do our first face-to-face, socially distant interview since I launched the podcast last year. And it was so lovely to actually meet people face-to-face and see the great things that they are doing in their communities. We headed over the river to the west end of Glasgow to visit the Woodlands Community Garden, a green oasis just off the motorway, sandwiched between a wide range of different housing. I'll be talking a bit more about that and sharing my interview with Catherine Corey, the wellbeing coordinator, in tomorrow's show. But first, today's guest is the lovely Lisa from Lisa Marie's Kitchen Garden, founder of the Tomato Club, and is also involved in the Cut Flower Girl Gang, and is currently working on a very special project for Gardeners World Live later this summer. Enjoy.
Hi Helen, how are you?
I'm really well, how are you?
I'm very good, thank you. I'm very well.
Are you
beautiful
feeling a bit
Saturday.
Better?
I am.
Good, I'm pleased to hear that. I know, the sun is shining in Scotland, it's gorgeous. We're actually down in the Scottish borders for the day. It's so nice just being able to get beyond my postcode. So it's
lovely.
Absolutely stunning. So exciting.
I'm so pleased. Yeah, we've got sun in Surrey today and blue sky, and that's how I like my weekends. So yeah,
that's how I like my life.
Exactly, even better.
To be honest. Well, listen, Lisa, thank you so much for taking the time to join me today for this mini series to coincide with National Gardening Week.
I know.
And I know it's quite exciting, and it's so apt that this year we're looking at the benefits and really the power of plants and that impact that it's had on our physical and mental health over the last year especially. Now, you over the last year have been doing a lot of gardening at home. There's a lot of plants there. You have been charting your sort of journey through your Instagram page, Lisa Marie's Kitchen Garden.
Yes.
And as well as vegetables, you're doing cut flowers and lots of other things. How did your love for gardening come about?
I think I've always had a real passion for gardening because we cover landscape gardening in my business as interior design and interior architecture, internally and externally. So I've always had a real passion for plants, but I've been very lucky to work with some fantastic teams that then orchestrate it. And I think it was lockdown that pushed me into the world of being able to understand how to grow myself. My mum comes from a farming and my grandparents. My mum is based in Ireland and in the Mourne Mountains, and her parents had kitchen gardens and provided lots for the town. So I suppose it's really in my genetic makeup, and it's always something that I've said, oh, when I retire one day, maybe I'll have a kitchen garden and this, that and the other. And Obviously, the world never saw what was coming. And it pushed me into doing something completely different and teached me how to slow down and appreciate and love this newfound hobby.
So the last year, has this been your first proper year of properly gardening and growing your own?
Yeah, so March 2020 to March 2021 was year one. I'm going
Wow.
into year two. So yeah, it's been a really full-on year, my first full year.
And there'll have been lots of highs and lots of lows, because that's what happens when you
Absolutely.
garden and you learn from your
Yes.
mistakes, and that's how we grow as people.
Yes.
So what are the benefits that you've taken from gardening and just this ability to sort of, as you've said there, to slow down and stop just for a bit?
Yeah, I think there's so many benefits from mental health and wellness, because it's really actually helped me on my own mental health journey, because I suffered with postnatal depression and PTSD with my son. So that's really helped me from that point of view, connect to nature, and help me heal, right through to teaching me patience. And when you work with a real life plant or a product, you can only do so much, but it will do everything else that it wants to do. So it's not an artificial product that you can sculpt and make your own. Obviously, doing a day job. So it's taught me patience, and it's taught me how to connect again with the earth, and become more sustainable as a family as well, I think. So there's a huge amount of different benefits of what it's kind of taught me. And I think life in general, I look at life a lot differently now after last year of everything, but especially with the growing, it's taught me just to live life a little bit differently.
Yeah, totally. And for the better health
Absolutely.
and for your family as well.
100%. Yeah.
Do now, have you got, how many children have you got? Is it
I've got one son, a
one son,
3-year-old.
a 3-year-old? Okay, I can relate. And
Absolutely.
do you get him involved, or is the garden very much sort of your other baby?
Do you know, it's sometimes it can be, it is my other baby, but my son played a huge part in year one in the kitchen garden and the growing, because it's something that me and him did together. And we sowed a lot of product together. He watched it grow. I taught him how to grow. And then by the end of the year, he was going around the garden, you know. When we were allowed family back in, saying, well, this is what we have here, this is what we have here, pulling it out, eating it, cooking with it. So he was a huge part of it, a huge part of
Yeah,
it. Yeah.
it's lovely to watch them, because I do a lot of gardening and cooking with my three boys, and
Yeah.
just their mesmerization of
Oh,
nature.
yeah.
And but you're seeing it through the same eyes,
I
but they see
know.
things that you don't necessarily see,
I
and
know.
they'll spot the bees before you spot the bees, and it's quite a magical thing.
It is. I think it's because they're down on that. We're a lot
Oh,
higher
that
up.
level, yeah.
They're on that level, aren't they? So they can see a lot more of what's going in around the plants. And Eden would just be out there, chasing butterflies and seeing bumblebees and plants. And he'd say, "Oh, mummy, mummy, I've found something." And he would spot strawberries and pumpkins before I'd spot them, because he'd always go hunting first thing in the morning in the beds.
Well, see, that's a danger if he's getting to the strawberries first, though,
Oh, he cleared
because
the whole strawberry bed, Helen.
yeah,
I didn't get
that's
one last year. Not one.
oh, damn.
I know.
So how would you say, because obviously mental health is such a fickle thing, if you do have
Yeah.
problems, which so many people have, and myself included,
Yeah.
from a very similar perspective where you're coming from,
Yeah.
I think it's really important to sort of highlight that just because you're gardening and you're out in nature, not everything is fine. It's not a magic sort of plaster, so to speak. But how has it helped your mental health? Have you seen a huge change, a help?
Do you know, I have, because, like you say, obviously it doesn't put that magic plaster on, because some days it's still there, and some days I can't get away from it, no matter if I'm in the garden or not. But what it does is it gives me that responsibility that something also needs nurturing outside. So it kind of pushes me outside to connect. And when I'm connecting with my plants and my kitchen garden, or I'm digging in the soil, or I'm sowing seeds, I kind of get lost in this world where I'm not having to really think about the hum and the buzz of life or what's happened, and I kind of just go down this little rabbit hole of thinking about the plants and what I need to do. So mentally, as I'm doing that, I think, and because it's releasing endorphins, I'm connecting with soil, which obviously has great effects with immunity as well, and health benefits. It's just a lovely cycle, which I found has given me great positivity, and that then naturally helps my mood. And I feel that, you know, it hasn't been an overnight transition either. I think over the
No.
last year has really helped me, and I've noticed a difference between year one and year two, coming out the back end of it. But I would say it just it allows me to kind of just get that responsibility, nurturing, love, thinking about different things. And yeah, it's a really hard thing to sometimes describe, but
It is, isn't it? I know, but
yeah.
it does make a difference. There is,
It
like,
does.
it's quite enlightening. But as you said,
Yeah.
it's not a magic pill. There is no magic
No.
pill. But it is definitely something. I mean, being outside, gardening, growing, there definitely is something in it. It's just that whole sort of mindfulness experience that you're in,
Yes.
definitely has. I was personally, as I was interviewing Lee, the beardy gardener,
Oh,
last
yes.
night, and he was saying very similar things to what you've just described.
Yeah.
Looking ahead to August, and am I right in saying that you're working on a very, very exciting project
I am.
with the lovely Samantha Wright from Seedology?
I am, yes.
And you're designing and growing, between the two of you, a very special garden for Gardeners World Live down in Birmingham.
We are, yes.
So tell us more about that, because again, it just fits in beautifully with what we're talking about this week.
It does. So, our garden is called Nature's Resilience. And we wanted to design a garden that was very in vogue now and that a lot of people could relate to with the last, I suppose, by August time, year and a half. All to do around mental health and mental well-being. And the garden tells a story from start to finish. So when you enter the garden, you would enter it quite broken as a person when you go down that mental health route. And as you transition down through the garden path, the story of the plants and the journey that the plants give you naturally knit and heal. And by the time you're at the end of the garden, it's rejoicing that you have come through that journey, you've taken that journey, and you feel a lot better within yourself and your mental health. And the plants that we're putting in there, every single plant is depicted for medical purpose, in a medicinal herbal way. Through depression, anxiety, sleep, mood enhancing. So we haven't just put any old plants in. Everything in there has got a purpose, and right down to the colours. So the start of the gardens are very dark blues and purples to reflect your mood. And then as you walk through, it gets brighter and brighter and brighter.
Wow. I mean,
Yeah.
just describing it with your words, you've painted a really, I'm really excited to see
Oh, we cannot wait to install
it.
it.
I bet you. So tell us, what are some of the flowers that you're growing for it, and some of the herbs that we can expect to see in the garden?
So naturally, we've got a lot of herbs through rosemary. We have basil in there. We have Nepeta. We've got Bacopa plants. We've got things in there like lemon balm, we've got lavender, chamomile, There are roses down the end, tracheosporum jasmines, nasturtiums at the end. So there is lots of a collection of different things, right through to borage, starflower oil, all of that. So there are so many different varieties that are going in, and every single variety that we've had to look at has not only had to work from a color palette, but a texture palette, and has had to have the story behind it. So Samantha approached me 7 to 10 days before the actual deadline.
Oh God.
And I love a challenge here in the office. And so does my colleague Nikki, who is the other designer behind it with me.
Okay.
And we immersed ourselves into so many herbal books, late nights, Latin names of plants, and I think we submitted it 12 hours before deadline shut, and we waited for it, and yeah, we got through. But not only did we get through, we got plucked out to be a showcase rather than a border. So we were hugely overwhelmed.
That is phenomenal. Imagine what you could have done if you'd spent more time on.
I know exactly, and we have gone back and we've really looked at it again, and what thrown us is, we thought we were doing it for June, and when the dates came through for August, we've had to take things out and put things back in, so we've had to relook at the color palettes and relook at the medicinal purposes, but it's going to be phenomenal either way. And then we're going to gift it to a mental health charity, which we're still looking into, so that there is a wellness garden there for a charity or a hospital to use for their patients at the end of it.
Oh, that is fantastic, Lisa. I love that. I love that. And do you see, this is obviously your first garden design that you've done. Is this something that you would like to do more of? Because there's definitely scope, and I can see gardening being used more in a healthcare setting through social prescribing. I think you may have hit onto something.
Yeah, I mean, definitely. I think it's something that I would love to incorporate more into our business, and certainly me and my life to give to people. Because I think over the last year, people understand the power of their gardens and the sanctuary that it provides for mental health and wellness. So I think it's something that is definitely a big goal of mine over the next 5 years to really implement that more within the business and myself to do.
Yeah, I think that would be a hugely inspirational thing to do, and such a worthwhile, because we really are in the midst of a bit of a mental health crisis across
Absolutely.
and the Western world, to be honest. And
Yeah.
the last year has really, really highlighted that, and has just
Yeah.
pushed people over the edge, which is unsurprising, to be honest,
Yeah.
completely unsurprising. So after Gardener's World, what do you think what's going to be next for Lisa and her garden?
Oh gosh.
What apart from obviously growing the business in this new direction that I am now taking you on, so you have to do it because
I
we've
know.
recorded this.
So I think my main goal for 2021 was increase what I was growing from last year, so taking new varieties on, but also introducing the cut flower garden. So that is in itself, we've expanded now to the front, the land at the front, not only the land at the back. So that takes a lot of work in itself to kind of foresee right up through to December. But also, I am starting a new growing business for beginner gardening. So myself and my business partner, Joe Harrison from Grow with Joe, launched the Tomato Club, and also we're doing different ebooks to teach people how to grow in really simplified measures so that it doesn't become daunting. And you can really just start with a handful of seeds and some upcycling and some soil. And very quickly, you can grow in very small spaces. So that is really year one in the business for us, is to be able to really, project that to get to the end of the year to have helped, I suppose, a handful, hopefully, of people or more within that. And then who knows what After the Show is going to do. Hopefully people love the garden and want to know more about us as a business and myself and then take it from there. So,
I think it's going to be
yes.
a great platform to launch you. I really, really do. It sounds so exciting, Lisa. So, so
I'm really
exciting.
excited.
Yeah, a big pat on the back,
Thank you.
definitely to the
Yeah.
whole team. Now, to round things up, I am going to put you on the spot here,
Oh,
so
gosh.
I apologize. Now, on a sort of brighter, happier note, we're beginning to sort of use our gardens and outdoor spaces to have friends round for supper or drinks or
Yeah.
afternoon tea, whatever. Now that we can do this, if you were to have five people, dead or alive, round the dining room table outside in your garden, who would you have round this summer?
Oh gosh. That's a really tough one because I know so many people. I would love, well, I suppose alive that's famous to me in my eyes is my mum, because
Yeah.
I haven't seen my mum for a year and a half because she's in Ireland,
Ireland,
so she has not been able to get over. So I would have my mum there like a heartbeat. And I suppose I would love potentially someone like Monty Don or
Ah, he's on everyone's dinner party guest list. He's going to be so busy.
Or I had the pleasure of meeting la week before last Sarah Raven
Oh,
at
wow.
her beautiful cutting garden in Burwash. And I think I would rather like Sarah to come so we can walk through and she can give me lots of lovely tips.
Yes, and she'd probably cook something really tasty for you
She'd
as
cook
well, I
something
suspect.
fabulous. And then I suppose I'd quite like someone like Jamie Oliver because he's so great plucking things from the garden, and cooking outdoors. So I'd have him over as well. And yeah, I think we'd have a lovely little time.
That sounds fab. I might just slide myself in and
You can come, of
be an
course.
additional guest. Excellent. Thank you,
Yes.
Lisa. That was the right answer. Oh, listen, Lisa, thank you so much for taking the time to chat today. It's
You're
been
more than
really lovely to
welcome.
speak. And I wish you lots of luck with the rest of 2021 and
Thank
obviously
you.
Gardeners World Live. I think it'll be a
Thank
huge
you.
success. And if people want to find out more about you and your growing antics, where can they reach out to find you?
So we do have a website which is www.sowingseedstogether.com, which is mainly for our tomato club. But I suppose my whole journey is documented on Instagram, which is Lisa Marie's underscore kitchen garden, and you can find everything there.
That is super. Well, listen, thank you again, Lisa.
Thank
Take
you,
care.
Helen.
And hopefully one day we will be able to actually meet in person. That
We
would be
will.
as lovely as the virtual world is. I like people much, much
I
more in
do.
person.
I'm a people person, so it'd be lovely to meet you one day.
Yeah. Okay, take care, Lisa.
Thank
Bye.
you, Helen.
Bye.
Take care. Bye. Bye.
I think you'll agree that Lisa's enthusiasm and love for gardening shines through in her voice, and I cannot wait to see the garden she's designing evolve and come to fruition later this year. Now, although there is no recipe today, I am going to ask you to add a few seasonal ingredients to the shopping basket for later this week to create my spring garden quiche, a picnic essential that will go very nicely with the cake recipe that I gave you yesterday. You're going to need to get out and forage wild garlic while it's still at its prime, and also add some asparagus, which is at its very, very best this month. Now, if you haven't already, between now and the start of May is a really good time to start sowing your squashes, pumpkins, and courgettes. You want to sow these inside at the moment, and you won't be planting them out for a good few weeks because of the chance of late frosts. But be mindful that they do like a huge amount of space. So if you are planning to grow any of these, just make sure you've marked out the space where you're growing to grow them. But Each of them can also be grown in containers if space is tight, but they'll just have to be pretty big containers. I'll be talking about that more later on in future episodes. Now, also as we head into May, I would love for you to think about letting your lawns grow a little and not mow them for the whole of the month. Embrace the clover, the buttercups, and the dandelions, and let your lawn become a dance floor for bees and other wildlife. Or if you are a bit obsessive over the neatness of your lawn, then you could just opt to let a patch of your grass go wild for throughout May and throughout the summer month. It really will be hugely beneficial to everything that lives in your garden. Now, if you have been sowing sweet peas, I wanted to give you an idea for a way to plant these out into your garden. It's a great activity to do with children, or perhaps even you could try doing this with a class at school or nursery. So, if you have been sowing sweet peas and you did some later ones, sort of February and March time, in the next few weeks you will be thinking about planting them outside. So, we want to create a sweet pea teepee. You'll need something like a big bin lid to mark out a circle in the grass, and then dig a trench around the circle deep enough to place your sweet pea seedlings in. So it's going to be fairly deep because you tend to sow sweet peas in something like a toilet tube holder. And you want to add in some peat-free compost as well. Plant them within the circle, and for the teepee, you're going to need to find 6 or 8 large sticks or branches from a local wood. The bigger and the more rustic, the better. Now make sure the sweet peas are planted in the inside near the base of each stick so that they can gradually sort of climb their way up. And you want to tie the top with some garden string and also tie some string around the whole of the teepee so that you've got something for the teepee and the sweet peas, sorry, to climb up. And then basically, you're just going to have to pray for sunshine and hopefully no nasty late frosts. You've been listening to Grow, Cook, Inspire. Big thanks for tuning in, and also thank you to today's guest, Lisa. Tomorrow you can listen to my conversation with Catherine from the award-winning Woodlands Community Garden, which really will highlight how connecting with nature can help improve our health and our emotional well-being. Until then, keep growing and cooking.